So I got to tell you all this story that happened a couple months ago. This is in Kansas City. This is great. This is really fun. Well, it's not. It wasn't fun. It's just a funny story to tell. At the time, it wasn't fun. But so I had to go to Kansas City to do stand-up. And I was working at a club, which sucks. Clubs are no fun. You know, for the obvious reasons, if you've been to a comedy club, you know, you got to pay like fucking $25 and you got to sit through like two shitty comics. And, you know, I got to fucking, for me, it's really bad because, again, you know, I can only do like 50 minutes and they got two guys in front of me doing like, hey, what if, you know, We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this. All right, you know, and, oh, ha 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 ha. What a wonderful, wonderful, clever bit, you know. And, but the worst part about doing clubs is if you're headlining, they fly you in the night before and you have to fly in early so that you can get up extra early in the morning the next day and do the morning zoo crew, you know, fucking drive time radio shit to promote the show. And it's the fucking worst, man. That is a fucking nightmare. Even if it's 15 minutes, it is the worst 15 minutes of your fucking life always. I don't care if you've been in a fucking shark attack. I would rather... If I was in a shark attack and then they had no anesthetic and they had to heal it up and they sew it up, I'd be like, this sucks. But then if two DJs came in to interview me, I would fucking shoot myself. I'd be like, that's it, I'm done, man. It's the fucking worst. Those guys, and they're the same everywhere, all across the country. They're all the same two motherfucking asshole clowns. You know, these guys, there's all, you know, it's two guys, two nutty guys, you know, they're crazy. You know, and they all have the same fucking Lewinsky jokes they're still telling in fucking, you know, 2002, they're telling, you know, and all this shit, and they think it's so clever and funny. It's always two guys with, like, Hawaiian shirts on, you know. It's like 6 a.m, and it's like Hawaiian shirts, and the, you know, you can tell they just did a pound of blow, like, 4 hours earlier. And huge Jimmy Buffett fans, you know, you can tell, big parrot heads they are, and, you know. Hanging out, and there's always like two guys. There's always this guy. There's this guy who talks like this. He's really, and he's always named after some kind of animal. He's always the bear or the cooter, you know, or whatever. And then there's his partner who talks like this. So it's this guy and this guy, and he's always the madman or the crazy doctor, you know. All right, you're listening to KZ103, Kansas City's home of the rock, you know. We've got the best alternative rock, stained Linkin Park, POD. The best new sounds, you know. And they're fucking, oh, it's the worst, man. You know, it's like, all right. Yeah, well, we're here with funny man David Cross. David, you didn't know it, but you're just in time to help us out with the Friday morning fart song. Like, what? No. No, I'm not gonna do that. All right. You're here with the Gator and the Lunatic, you know. So... Anyway, so the point is, I have to go to Kansas City and do the, so I get there, I don't know anybody in Kansas City, and that's good for people that I know. And so I get there, and I check into my hotel, it's like 7:30, I check in the hotel, and there's nothing to do. I walk around outside, and there's nothing to do, you know, unless I want to buy some fucking cranberry throw pillows at Pottery Barn, I'm fucked, you know? And I've already got so many throw pillows in so many wonderful colors, sandalwood and bronzeberry frost, and whatever. All right, so there's nothing to do, and I walk around, and I think to myself, you know what? This is actually good. This is a good thing, because this will give me an opportunity just to go up in my room, chill out, you know, read a book, drink some water, you know. Not drink. I won't drink tonight, you know? Seriously, it's been 3 years. Let's take a break. Let's take a little break, you know? Just hang out, have some water, read a book, get some work done. So I'm in my hotel room. I'm hanging out there for like an hour, and I'm reading and stuff. And like around like 8:30, I go, oh, fuck this, this is bullshit. And I get outside, and I get in a cab, and I go, hey, take me to where the kids drink, or, you know, take me to the punk bars or something, which is what you have to say because you have to speak code. Otherwise, you know, the cab drivers end up taking you to like TGI Fridays, you know, and end up splitting a bloomin' onion with a bunch of secretaries. And, you know, that's no good. They don't like me. I don't like them. You know, whatever. It's a bad night. So So I go to this section of town where, you know, where there's a string of bars and stuff, and I kind of go bar hopping. And I get to this one bar, and I'm sitting in it, and this guy, who oddly enough talks like this, is sitting there, and he goes, "Hey, do you know the band Harlow?" Yeah. Yes, I do know the band Harlow. I got excited. You know, VH1's Bands on the Run Harlow, the all-girl band? I was like, yeah, I know Harlow. And he goes, yeah, man, they're Winnebago's parked out front, man. I'm sure they'd love to hang out with you. They're huge fans, man. Yeah, let's go to the Winnie, which is what their nickname for the Winnebago. So I was like, all right. So we go to the Harlow Winnie, and I get inside the Winnie, and we meet, and they're all super nice. They're very, very nice, and we drank a lot. They were drinking a lot, you know. I mean, they're in Harlow, you know, and they're drinking a lot, you know, and we're getting fucked up, and, you know, we're smoking pot and doing shots of tequila and stuff, and really drinking a lot. And and I say this, I say this not in that kind of like, oh, isn't it cool, I drank a lot, but in that way that you need to know for the rest of the story later, like I was fucked up, you know? So, and it just started and just kept progressing, so... So we get fucked up, and then it's time for them to go on stage. So it's like, all right, got to do the show. So I go right up front, I'm hanging out, and, you know, they're playing songs and stuff. And around, like, I think it was about within 10 to 20 seconds of the second song, I'm standing there, and then I realized, wait a second, I hate Harlow. Fuck. I mean, they're all nice, I just don't like their music, whatever, you know, but, so then they get off, and then we continue to fucking party, and I just get fucking ripped. I mean, top, and I can fucking hold my liquor, and I get top 20 fucking, severely fucked up, where I can't communicate, and I don't know things anymore, simple little things. I couldn't tell you how to spell a banana, what it looked like, what it feels like. I could point it out in a lineup, but other than that, I couldn't. It's just simple things. I don't know. Where does gas come from? Penguins? I don't know. I just fucked up, man. Totally wasted. And so eventually they go to drop me off at the hotel. It's like 4:30 in the morning. They go to drop me off, and because everybody at the hotel, if you're a guest, you get a parking space, they ask me if they can use my space to crash in. I was like, oh, sure, I'll just run in and tell the one behind the desk that, you know, you're friends of mine, and, you know, I don't have a car, and you guys are going to crash in the space in the morning, you leave, which is how it sounded in here, right? That's how it was right in here. But when I got to the front desk, it came out like, so, I'm a guest at a hotel, and I'm staying here. There's some people, I'm off, friends of mine, not friend, but, you know, not friend, but friend, you know, like, man, like, cool, totally cool, totally cool, totally cool, totally cool, totally cool. Seriously. So I'm, you know, space, and I don't have a thing, so we'll just, you know, crash, and then in the morning, whoop. And the woman behind the desk, you know, understandably said, what? I'm a legal guest in the hotel. I'm a legal guest. I'm required to get one. And then, like, in the middle of trying to explain it, my brain just shut off and just made that fucking, like, just switched, 180 degree switch. Just like, I don't give a fuck about these people. I want to go to sleep, you know? Like, you know, you do that drunken switch where it's just like, it could have been my fucking grandmother naked with a fucking open knife wound, you know? I've been like, sorry, lady, gotta go to sleep, you know? We will deal with this in the AM, my man. All right. I mean, just shut off. Like she's sitting there going, what are you trying to say? Fuck it, you know? And I just walk out to the Winnebago and I knock on the thing. I was like, I can't, you know. So then I get to my room. It's 4:30 in the morning. I leave a wake up call for 5:30 in the morning. Set my alarm. Close the windows. Close the blinds. You know how fucking pitch black it gets in there. Close the thick blinds. Next thing I regain consciousness to is this. And I'm fucking so disoriented. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I'm not hungover. I'm not that delightful little euphemism. Like, oh, better, ooh, I got a hangover. Better have a hair of the dog. No, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. All right? Completely incoherent. This is what I wake up to. Answer your telephone. Answer your telephone. And I'm like, my eyes open, but it's still black, you know? And it's like, I don't know anything. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I am. But my eyes fucking sting like somebody poured jalapeno garlic sauce in them. Like, what the fuck? And I don't know what's going on. Answer your telephone. Huh? Yeah, and you bolt out of bed. And you're like, what? And I don't know where I am. I don't know. There's furniture that's not where my apartment furniture is. And I'm fucking naked. And I'm wandering around. I'm bumping into shit. Answer your telephone. I'm trying to. What? I can't. Answer your telephone. And I'm trying to make it over to the fucking phone. I can't. All right, yes, I went, it's not. Oh, the thing is, the phone wasn't ringing. That's the other thing, the phone is not ringing. The telephone, which I'm being requested to answer, is not ringing, because it's ringing to the voice out in the darkness who's knocking on a piece of wood somewhere in my head, but there's no phone ringing, so I get to the phone. It won't, it's not, it can't. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. I'm fucking regressing to like a five-year-old. I just want my mommy. I don't know what. I'm in this big black box. I don't know where anything is. I'm like part of some weird Outer Limits Twilight Zone shit. Answer the telephone. It's like, oh, some weird experiment. Like, my whole life has been a joke up to this point. You know, there are aliens looking down. Let's reveal the joke to them, you know. Answer the telephone. Like, I'm just sitting there expecting, like, the hand of God just to come down and go, whoosh. Should have answered your telephone. You know, like, what the fuck is happening to me? And, you know, eventually I fucking figured it out. I was like, what's happening? And I was like almost ready to cry, you know? Like, and I realized, okay, I'm not at home. All right, I'm in a hotel. I'm in Kansas City. Oh, fuck! I'm doing comedy. I got to do the radio. I overslept. So I figured it out, you know, and what happened was their phone answering machine system or whatever, the ringing thing, wasn't working. It was fucked up. And then also, oddly enough, I had not set my alarm clock properly. I had mistakenly set it for 104 Blaglock, which is not a time or measurement of time. But I realized how close I was. I've never been that close before to madness. Like, I was on this razor-thin line. I was able to fucking pull myself back and think and realize what was going on, but I was this close to just teetering over and falling into the abyss of madness for the rest of my life, you know? Where I just ended up, like, wandering around Kansas City for the next fucking 40 years with a bloated, distended, sunburned belly with my shirt open, you know, big nappy beard with food in it, scaring children, you know? Wandering around going, answer your telephone. Whether it rings or not, answer your telephone. Oh, don't be scared of him. That's the telephone. Answer the telephone guy from Kansas. Yeah, he's a town character here in Kansas City. He won't hurt you. All he wants is a quarter. Answer your telephone. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, what? I'm in the middle of a bit. What did you want?
I'm just trying to feel it.
You're trying to feel it? This is, you guys got to understand what, like, the last, like, 2 minutes of this whole bit. There's this woman sitting here, and she's trying to feel it. So she's, like, getting up on the stage, and she's talking to me while I'm doing the bit for you guys. While I'm doing the bit, she's like, I'm trying to feel it. Like, I'm going to stop in the middle of it, or maybe just have some kind of molecular thing where I just sort of split, and part of me continues doing the doing the story for you guys and not losing the momentum. But then the other part of me goes, yes, my love, what were you trying to feel? What was it? Don't pay any attention to that guy who's continuing doing the bit. No, don't look down there. I'm talking to about the fake guy that I was just referencing. All right. Here, actually, for 1 second, don't go anywhere. Just explain.
Hi. I just want to feel it.
She wants to feel the power. The power of the bit.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Hey, come on. I gave it to her. It's all right. I had to open a beer. All right. That's for you. Feel it. Feel that power. That's what Scientology's like. Feel it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I deem you clear. I deem you OT level 7.